fact that he works so his servants are obedient to the call of the Lord. Amen. The blood of Jesus washes white as snow. Isn't it good, huh?
You bet.
God has made a plan, and it is so good. You know, he knew that we're going to have trouble walking through this life, didn't he, huh? Right from the very beginning. So before the foundation of the world, he made a plan, and he carried it out in Jesus Christ that we might have reconciliation with him. 1 Corinthians 11:23 says, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, he took the cup of wine after supper, saying, 'This cup is a new covenant between God and you, sealed by the shedding of my blood. Do this in remembrance of me as often as you drink it. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. That is why you should examine yourself before eating the bread and drinking from the cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. That is why many of you are sick, and some even have died. When we are judged by the Lord, we are being disciplined so that we will not be condemned with the world." Oh, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Take a moment and examine yourself and ask God to forgive you for any sins that you can remember. And if you have aught against someone else, please, if you'd like, take time to go to that person now. If not, make a covenant in your heart with God, saying at the first opportunity you will go and ask forgiveness from that person. Just take a moment now. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son Jesus Christ and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell with him and he in us. Amen. Let us now take the bread. Father, we thank you for this provision which we are about to receive, that the body of our Lord Jesus Christ was broken on our behalf. We take it, receiving everything that he did for us.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Let us take the cup. We are so grateful and so thankful, Father, that you provided the blood of Jesus Christ,
yes, Lord,
to wash us from all sin. We take this cup with thanksgiving in our hearts. Let's partake together. Thank you, our precious Father.
Yes.
Thank you for your provision of Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus, for your life lived sinlessly,
yes,
for your faithful obedience, and for your enduring the humiliation, enduring the pain and suffering for our sins. Thank you for the mystery of communion of which we just partook.
Thank
you for the spiritual food that you richly provided for us. Thank you for creating the body of Christ, the church. Thank you for providing a way for our relationships to be restored,
yes,
with you and with one another. Help us now to live continually in grace and love, that we, as members and visitors at the door of grace, might further your kingdom. Amen.